build communities around the impact we want to make in the world? How do we get people engaged and excited to support our missions when everyone is so busy already? How do we get others to care? This season will bring you people that decide to look closer. They look where others have turned away. They are building communities to make a positive impact. I am Regina Larco, and this is Hashtag Impact, a podcast about stuff that matters. Today we're pointing the mic in your direction. Who inspires you in the way they build community? Who comes up first? I wonder what you would say if I would ask you that question. And today you can hear how some of our listeners, community members, collaborators have shared about who inspires them and why they inspire them. It's so beautiful to hear these voices. If you've been listening here for a while, you know that I'm very much into voices. And I believe into the power of this medium so much. So it really, and feel free, please, to forward my probably approximately 5-minute ramble now if I'm getting all fired up about why I care so much about this beautiful format that is audio podcasting. And I could talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. And all of you that have met me maybe at some events before, they've seen me share my passion for this. And I really don't want to bore you here, because if you're listening here, you already got it, right? You already know how precious it is to listen to other people's voices. But I just want to share how grateful I am for the trust that all the people that have come on Hashtag Impact so far in this more than 7-year history, as it currently is, of Hashtag Impact, that I have shared their voice, that I have shared their stories, and that allowed me to listen to them. Like, I'm so passionately listening to these stories, and I know that I'm not the only one, because I know you out there are listening too. And I just want to invite you that, you know, this is not just a podcast for you to listen. This is actually also a podcast for you to share your voice and share your thoughts and share who inspires you in the way they build community. I would love to hear. And you can send your voice note at hashtagimpact.com/story. If it's the first time that you're recording a message, no worries. It's super easy and simple. And I've even included like a storytelling guide there for you if you want to have some prompts and help how to tell your best impact story. You will find that there as well. So you can head to hashtagimpact.com/story and share your voice as well. And now, without further ado, hear the beautiful voices of our community.
Hi, Regina, and hello, Impact listeners. It's really hard to pick one person that inspires me in the way that they build community, but I'm going to do it. This is Steph Fuccio from Coffee Like Media and AI and Podcasting Podcast. So the person I want to talk about is Maya Chupkov of the Proud Stutter podcast. Watching her build her community over the past few years has been so inspiring. The reason why I love this is that her project, Proud Stutter, and subsequent projects, including the Rock of Hope film that she's in pre-planning stages with right now, comes from a place of heart, from a place of need, from a place of deep, deep passion and community. And that's element number one. Element number two is she is very marketing savvy, but she doesn't just market to market or to make money. She combines that passion for that project and that task with that marketing savvy. And she's an amazing human being. She's very down to earth, very clever, and very motivated. She maneuvers through the podcasting space, the media space, her stuttering space, I think she has a beautiful way of maneuvering through the world and building up her community in a way that is respectful, playful, efficient, and informative. I really look up to her as someone who sticks to their guns and gets the word out about something that they are very passionate about, because that's where my podcasting tent is pitched as well, in making sure that people get their voices out into the world. So I really admire Maya, and I hope more people check out what she's doing with Proud Stutter, Rock of Hope, and all of the other things that she is inevitably will put her magic touch on. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I can't wait to hear other people's response to this question. Thanks, Regina. Bye, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I am Akshita, and the person who really inspires me in the way she is building a community is Supriya Panchangam, who runs the Future Founders Co. And I got to know Supriya ma'am when I participated in Indian Sustainability Startathon last year. And since then, I've always been connected with Supriya ma'am and the Future Founders Co. in some or the other way. The reason why she is so inspiring is just because of the fact that she is just so real and passionate and authentic about the work she is doing. And I feel that is very important. Like, whenever you are starting a journey or a new work, it's very important that you are true to yourself and true to the people with whom you're working. And I guess that's what makes Supriya ma'am so special, that she is true to the work she is doing and also true to the people with whom she is working with. And like when she came up with the Future Talks program, where she has given a platform to start our own podcast, where we can leverage the power of our voice to talk about things that matters to us in the space of SDGs or climate change, was just amazing. And because of her, I'm able to start my own podcast, which is The Green Impact. And there's always so much to learn from Supriya ma'am. And she's just an amazing person. And I'm so glad that I got to know her.
This is April, host of the Dorky History Podcast. That's two words, door and key. It's a play on the word dorky. Anyway, your prompt asking about someone who inspires you in the way they create community is very timely. My answer is without a doubt, Stephanie Fuccio of Coffee Like Media. I'm currently working with Stephanie to improve my podcast, and she has been an absolute wealth of knowledge in this. And really, all of her advice can be boiled down to growing my podcast's community. From little things like slight tweaks to my podcast social media posts, to big picture things like episode topics, Steph has me thinking about it all. Thanks to her, I'm really growing my social media, and I'm having a lot more conversations with my followers instead of just, well, dumping information on them the way you might imagine a history dork like me would. My love of history and wanting to talk about it is why I started Dorky in the first place. And I'm really getting the word out, thanks to Stephanie Fuccio of Coffee Like Media. I'm so excited to see where my podcast goes from here. And I'm so grateful to Steph for showing me how to grow my podcast's community, because community is really what having a podcast is all about.
I want to give a big shout out to my online community coach, Jay Shetty, and the Genius Community, whom a lot of you might know through his book called Think Like a Monk and also his podcast On Purpose. I followed him since 2019 and it has transformed my life and really inspired me to put myself out there and know that I can create positive impact to other people's life. I always felt that my psoriasis healing journey was meant more than just my personal growth and development. And in 2018, when I sat down and talked to my friend over lunch, she apparently had psoriasis and was struggling, so much pain and inflamed. And she was in so much pain. She didn't want to go out to dates, go to the beach, dress up nicely, feeling just in frustration and pain. After lunch hour of talk, she told me that, "Wow, you made me feel so much better. And now I know what I'm going to do. And I feel so much better than going to a dermatologist or therapist. It was that moment that I know that I'm meant to help so many more people. And this inspired me to create the one-to-one coaching program, which I have been helping dozens of clients to heal their psoriasis. And now we wanted to create a community that is much more, even more accessible to reach out to more of you who are going through the same journey, providing a supportive and safe environment for you to share and learn and be supported by me and other members. Check out our detailed video on my personal story on my psoriasis healing journey and transformation and the details of how this community can help you in our link in bio in the Instagram page. My Instagram is at Coach Amy Choi, C-H-O-Y, and feel free to come and follow this account where as we post free tips and contents there to help you through your journey. See you.
Okay, I'm going to try and do this quickly, but I have three people who inspire me in the way they build community. Number one, Bidemi Adedire. She's the founder of the APV Awards, which is the African Podcasters and Voiceover Artist Awards. The reason why she inspires me is she created a space for us as African creatives to be able to celebrate each other. A lot of times as Africans, we don't get celebrated in the conventional spaces. And so for her to create a space that means so much to a lot of people. A lot of the people who've been nominated in the last 2 years, this being the third, have said it means a lot more to them than any other award because it's from their peers and their people. And being able to be appreciated and celebrated in your own space means a lot. So I admire how she was able to do that. Second, Julu Chansa. She is the creator of the Africana Woman Network. She has managed to do like a tour around her country with her podcast. And then she went into doing masterclasses. And now she's creating a festival all on her own. The thing I admire about her is she doesn't ask for permission to create spaces for the people who she thinks matters. And I think her unapologeticness is something that I really admire. Is that a word, unapologeticness? I'm not sure. Then Maurice Otieno, he's the executive director of Baraza Media Lab in Nairobi, Kenya. And he has managed to create a space for creatives to feel safe, to feel celebrated, to be able to just exist in. And there's nothing as important as space to creatives. So those are my three.
Thank you so much for joining today. If you would like to get your voice heard on Hashtag Impact, just send a voice note at hashtagimpact.com/story. I will include the link in the show notes as well, so you can easily find it. And if you love what you're hearing here, please tell your friends about it too. I talk to you soon. Bye.